Hello, this is Adrienne Obi, also known as Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, A Look Inside, Astronumeraland, and PerceptiveGuidance.com. And I am doing readings for the 12 zodiac signs, and I'm currently on the sign of Cancer. So Cancer, let's see what the cards have to tell you. But before I go into it, let me explain what I'm doing. I'm doing intuitive readings, and these intuitive readings are on the ISA Manifestation Light Code card deck, which I have here. And I'm going to pull at least three cards. And how I do it is I do it intuitively because I look for the light, and the cards provide me with a light, and that card that lights up is the card that I read. It sounds a little weird, but it works. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to go ahead and start now, and let's see what we get here. You know what's so weird that you got this card, which this is the first, you're the first person out of, you know, the previous six signs to get this card. And I'm thinking I understand it because, I mean, it's technically Capricorn season right now. And the beginning of the year is opposite of Cancer. You know, you're a summer child and Capricorn season is dead of winter. It can be overwhelming. At the beginning of the year, a lot of things are due, and taxes and bills and payments, and it can be overwhelming. It's a change of the year. That's also that. And we're also building to the Chinese New Year. It's a lot. And so I can understand if some Cancers feel like they're overwhelmed. It's just been overwhelming. And especially since Cancer is ruled by emotion. And it can be a very emotional time. So I want to make sure that Cancers are taking their time. They're making sure that you are relaxed and at ease, and that you've got all your comfort foods and things like that around you, so that you can stay in a decent place, in a good place, whatever's going on around you, outside of you. It's important to find the peace inside of you. And that's what's going to help you to avoid this type of overwhelm. Let's see what other card I have for the sign of Cancer, okay? Let's see here, we're gonna start from the bottom. Sensing something here, but it's not definite. Let's just keep going. You're another one. I've gotten celebration on several signs. So you've got celebration next, Cancer. So, you know, that's the funny thing. Sometimes we're overwhelmed. Maybe you're overwhelmed because something good's coming your way. But I feel like sometimes we get overwhelmed. And then, you know, a lot of times what happens is we give up. But I'm telling you, don't give up, because after whatever is overwhelming to you, it might be overwhelming work, but you'll be able to celebrate after that. And that's a really good card to get after overwhelm. So that makes me feel really good and positive about what's going on with you. Let's see what else I get. Let's see if there's any other lights here. I mean, I just naturally get a light there at celebration for some reason. There is something here as well. Show up fully. How Cancer. You know, funny thing, Cancer, is we've got overwhelm and celebration, and now we've got show up fully. And I feel like if you show up fully, like if you give 100% and you give up yourself and you show up and you do whatever it is you're supposed to do, that's when you'll have your celebration. That's when you'll be able to celebrate, because you gave 100%. You put in the work, you know what I mean? And once you do that, I feel like that's when you'll definitely be able to celebrate. All right, Cancer. I hope this resonates with some Cancers out there, and I hope you do show up fully. Good luck for you, to you, Cancer. Much love to you, and many blessings.